This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, everyone. Hey, this is Sue Marks of Food Thoughts, and I hope you are all enjoying the summer. Can you believe how warm it is? But we ride the wave. We drink tons of water with lemon in it. That's what's going on right now. And I think it's the best thing we could possibly do. It's good for your skin, digestion, just moving everything through. So hope you're great, doing well. First off, breakfast bread pudding from Food Network. Let's see. Makes 8 servings. So good. 5 extra large whole eggs, 2 extra large egg yolks, 2.5 cups half and half, 1/3 cup of honey, 1.5 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons orange zest from 2 oranges, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, a brioche loaf, 1/2 cup of golden raisins, and maybe maple syrup to serve. So preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a medium bowl, whisk together the whole eggs, the egg yolks, half and half, honey, vanilla, orange zest, and salt. Set aside. Slice the brioche loaf. And isn't brioche wonderful? It's got a nice crust and then soft and, oh, so nice. Slice the brioche loaf into 6 1-inch thick pieces. Lay 1/2 brioche slices flat in a 9x14x2-inch oval baking dish. Spread the raisins on top of the brioche slices. Place the remaining slices on top. Make sure the raisins are between the layers of the brioche or they will burn while baking. Okay. Then pour this egg mixture over the bread. Allow it to soak for 15 minutes, pressing down gently. Bake for 55 to 60 minutes or until the pudding puffs up and the custard is set. Remove from the oven, cool slightly before serving. Won't that be nice? Next, custardy cornbread. This sounds so delicious. And I was working in an office a week ago. And this gentleman walked through the front and he asked, he said, would I like the last piece of cornbread? I said yes. I ate that at my desk. It was so delicious. It had jalapenos in it. And it was really nice and moist. So custardy cornbread. This is wonderful with chili or for breakfast with bacon on the side. It's a cross between a spoon bread and a Tex-Mex cornbread. Serves 6. So 1 16-ounce can of creamed corn. 1 cup of cornmeal. 3 eggs lightly beaten. 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 3/4 cup buttermilk, 5 tablespoons melted butter, 1 4-ounce can chopped green chilies well drained. Yeah, you want to press out all the liquid. 2 cups grated sharp cheddar cheese and 2 tablespoons butter. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Combine the corn, cornmeal, eggs, salt, baking soda, buttermilk, and the melted butter in a large bowl. Then stir in the chilies and 1 cup of the cheese. Pour 2 tablespoons butter into a 1.5 quart round oven-proof casserole. Put it in the oven until the butter is melted and hot. Immediately pour in the batter. Sprinkle with the remaining cheese. Bake 35 to 40 minutes until golden brown and set. Serve warm right out of the casserole. Oh my goodness, that will just be fantastic. And here's a savory rice pudding. Rice pudding does not have to be sweet. The savory version is a creamy mass of tender grains and melted cheese. It's excellent with meatloaf or a pot roast or all by itself. Serves 6. So 3 tablespoons of butter, 6 scallions thinly sliced, 1 garlic clove crushed, 1 cup long grain rice, 2.5 cups boiling chicken stock, 1/2 cup of imported dry white vermouth. I wonder what you could use in place of that. Salt and freshly ground pepper to taste. 1.5 cups of sour cream that is at room temperature. 3/4 cup diced Gruyere cheese. I love that stuff. 3/4 cup diced Italian Fontina cheese. 3 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese. Yikes, nummy. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Heat the butter in a 1.5 quart pot. Saute the scallions and the garlic until limp but not at all browned. Just till they're limp. Then stir in the rice. Toss until coated with the butter. Stir in the boiling stock, the wine, and a little bit of salt and pepper. Immediately cover the pot. Place it in the oven for 15 to 20 minutes until the liquid is almost all absorbed. Butter a 2-quart casserole. Toss the rice with the sour cream and the cheeses. Increase the oven temperature to 400 degrees. Spoon the rice into the buttered dish. You want to bake uncovered for 1/2 hour and serve at once. Doesn't that sound good? Neiman Ranch Burgers. So Neiman Ranch, this is really crazy. I found this recipe and she says it's Neiman Ranch produces the most delicious beef. Their cattle are all naturally grown and primarily grass-fed. You can find it at your local butcher shop or order it at neimanranch.com. So what did I do? I went to neimanranch.com. I ordered, they had a sale on their Angus beef hamburgers. So they're 2 for whatever it was. So I got, I'm going to be receiving 4 Neiman Ranch burgers on Saturday. Delivered. Should be, I mean, it wasn't cheap, but I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. And here's the recipe to go with. It serves 6. 2 pounds ground Neiman Ranch beef or other grass-fed premium beef. And always, you know, 80-20. You need the fat, so always go for 20% fat. 80-20. 1 tablespoon of good Dijon mustard. 3 tablespoons olive oil plus extra for brushing the grill. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 3 sandwich-sized English muffins, halved, mayonnaise, and caramelized onions. Oh my gosh, where's that? I don't know if I have the caramelized onion recipe. At any rate, build a charcoal fire or heat a gas grill. Or if you have a pan, you know, with grill marks, you can use that too. Place the ground beef in a large bowl. Add the mustard, olive oil, salt, and pepper. Mix gently with a fork to combine, taking care not to compress the ingredients. Shape the meat into 6 3.5-inch patties of equal size and thickness. It's going to be so great. When the grill is medium hot, brush the grill grate with oil and keep the burgers from sticking. Place the burgers on the grill, cook for 4 minutes. Using a big spatula, turn the burgers and cook for another 3 to 4 minutes until medium rare, or cook longer if you prefer hamburgers to be more well done. Meanwhile, break apart the English muffins and toast the 6 halves cut side down on the grill. Spread each half with mayonnaise and top with a burger, and then with a heaping tablespoon of caramelized onions, serve hot. Ooh. And the really interesting thing about this recipe, I still can't get my head around Dijon mustard and olive oil as part of the mixing that into the meat. So I'm really interested, I'm really curious to taste that combination and see what happens. I'll have to read the caramelized onions. I just found that recipe and I put it aside, so I'm sorry about that. At any rate, this should be a great entree since we're having such warm weather for the grill. This is going to be awesome. A layered Cobb salad serves 4 to 6 as a main course. Let's see. For the dressing, 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, there we go, 1 small garlic clove minced, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon sugar, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil. For the salad, 3 skinless boneless chicken breast halves to equal 1 1/4 pounds, 2 California avocados, 1 head romaine lettuce cut crosswise into 1/2 inch wide slices to equal 8 cups, 6 bacon slices cooked until crisp, drained, and finely chopped, 3 medium tomatoes to equal 3/4 pound, seeded and cut into 1/2 inch pieces, 2 to 3 ounces of Roquefort cheese crumbled, 1/2 to 3/4 cup, and you can buy crumbles at the supermarket, 2 bunches of watercress, coarse dems discarded, 2 hard-boiled large eggs, halved and forced through a coarse sieve. Oh, yeah, they're just like real crumbly looking. 1/4 cup finely chopped fresh chives. And 2 things, you know, I've had like an egg slicer for hard-boiled eggs for 30 years. And in the last month, the wires, there's one wire that's just going up and the other one is just gone. So next time I go to the grocery store, I have to write that down because I keep forgetting. But I need a new slicer. It's like amazing that I've had it forever. But all good things must come to an end, I guess. What was the other thing I was going to tell you? Red wine vinegar. I've already forgotten. At any rate, okay. So to make the dressing, whisk together all the dressing ingredients except the oil in a bowl. Then add the oil in a slow stream, whisking until emulsified. Right. To make the salad, bring 5 cups water to a simmer in a 2-quart saucepan. Then simmer the chicken, uncovered, for 6 minutes. Remove the pan from the heat and cover. Then let stand until the chicken is cooked through for about 15 minutes. Transfer chicken to a cutting board and cool completely. Cut into 1/2 inch cubes. Halve, pit, and peel avocados, then cut into 1/2 inch cubes. I think everything is going to be a 1/2 inch cube. Spread the romaine over the bottom of a 6 to 8 quart glass bowl and top with an even layer of chicken. Sprinkle the bacon over the chicken, then continue layering with tomatoes, cheese, avocados, watercress, eggs, and chives. Just before serving, pour dressing over the salad and toss. Or I don't know if you would toss. A Cobb salad just has all those layers. And then as you're serving it, you should be, you know, reaching down in to get every piece of everything that's in there. Let's see. Dressing can be made and salad assembled 1 hour ahead and chilled separately, covered. So no matter how you slice it, dice it, that's going to be nice. I love this one. Jalapeno cheese grits, great with roast chicken or lamb. Makes 4 servings. So 2 cups of milk, 1 cup water, 1 cup instant grits, 2 tablespoons, that's 1/4 stick of butter, 1 jalapeno chili seeded and minced, 2 teaspoons, and you can also buy little cans of green chilies, and I just, you know, make sure you don't have too, they're nicely drained. 2 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons minced garlic, 1 teaspoon freshly ground pepper, 1 dash of hot pepper sauce, such as Tabasco or Frank's, 12 ounces Monterey Jack cheese with jalapenos, and you want to shred that. Cook all ingredients except the cheese in a heavy medium saucepan over medium high heat until thickened, stirring frequently about 30 minutes. Add the cheese and cook until thickened to the consistency of soft mashed potatoes, stirring frequently about 10 minutes. Transfer grits to a bowl and serve hot. Oh, those will be so good. Jalapeno cheese grits. Woo! Yikes. Okay, and to go along with that, easy restaurant style buffalo chicken wings. Does not say how many. Shucks, I hate it when that happens. 12 skinless chicken wings. 3/4 cup all-purpose flour. Wow, do you believe that? Flour. 1 tablespoon salt. 1 tablespoon ground black pepper. 1 tablespoon garlic powder. 1 quart vegetable oil for frying. 3/4 cup hot pepper sauce, such as Frank's Red Hot. Right. 1 tablespoon butter. Rinse the chicken wings in cold water, drain, and pat dry with paper towels. Mix flour, salt, pepper, and garlic powder together in a 1 gallon resealable bag. Add the chicken wings. Seal the bag. Shake to evenly coat the chicken. Heat oil in a deep fryer or a large saucepan to 375 degrees. Remove the chicken from the bag, shake off any excess coating, fry in the preheated oil until the chicken is no longer pink in the center, about 7 minutes. Remove the chicken with a slotted spoon, drain on a paper towel lined plate. Combine hot sauce and butter in a saucepan, yum, over medium heat. Cook until heated through about 5 minutes. Coat the chicken, cooked chicken wings with the sauce. Now that does sound good. That does sound good. Mm. Crescent dogs, super easy. Makes 8 servings. 8 hot dogs. 4 slices, 3/4 ounce each of American cheese, each cut into 6 strips. 1 8-ounce can of refrigerated Pillsbury Original Crescent Rolls, an 8-count can. So heat the oven to 375 degrees. Slit the hot dogs to within 1/2 inch of the ends. Insert 3 strips of cheese into each slit. Separate the dough into triangles. Wrap dough triangle around each hot dog. Place on ungreased cookie sheet, cheese side up. Bake for 12 to 15 minutes or until golden brown. Ooh, those will be nice. Okay, let's see. Oh my gosh, oven roasted Brussels sprouts. I just bought some. Trim and half Brussels sprouts from 2 10-ounce containers. Toss in a jelly roll pan with 1 tablespoon olive oil. Roast in a preheated 450 degree oven for 20 to 25 minutes or until tender and browned, stirring once or twice. Toss with 2 tablespoons seasoned rice vinegar and pepper to taste. Serves 4. Hmm. And here I was going to just baste them with some balsamic vinegar. Anyway, that I wasn't going to read that, but it was on the same page. Strawberry spinach salad. This will make about 12 cups. 1 pound of strawberries, hulled and sliced. 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon white balsamic vinegar. Mm-hmm. 1 tablespoon olive oil, some salt and coarsely ground black pepper, 2 bags, 5 to 6 ounces each of baby spinach, 3 ounces of goat cheese, such as Montrachet crumbled, 3/4 to equal 3/4 cup, 1/4 cup sliced almonds, toasted. In a blender, puree 3/4 cup of the strawberries with vinegar, olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Transfer this vinaigrette to a large serving bowl. Add spinach and remaining strawberries to the bowl, toss to coat with the dressing. Crumble goat cheese over the top of the salad and sprinkle with toasted almonds. And to toast sliced almonds, place in a small skillet, cook over medium heat 2 to 3 minutes or until golden. stirring occasionally, transfer to a plate to cool. So you just need to watch them, and it's only going to take about 2 minutes. But isn't that nice? Strawberry spinach salad. Yum. And how about this? A bright finish. After a rich, filling meal, I crave something simple and fresh. Broiling caramelizes the sugar-dusted citrus and gives this winter fruit salad a sophisticated feel. Cranberries deliver a tart punch and cleanse the palate. So broiled citrus and cranberries. I could just imagine having this for breakfast. Serves four. So one tangerine, peel and pith removed, sliced or segmented. One ruby grapefruit, peel and pith removed, sliced or segmented. One navel orange, the same, the blah, blah, blah. Half cup of cranberries. One tablespoon raw sugar. Heat the broiler. Divide fruit among four shallow oven-proof ramekins. Sprinkle with the raw sugar. Transfer ramekins to a rimmed baking sheet. Broil, rotating once until golden brown for 4 to 6 minutes, and then you're done. Yeah, I think that'd be wonderful for breakfast. You could prep all the citrus the night before, perhaps, you know. Isn't that cool? And here's a couple dips. This is really funny. I made an amazing dip recently. I used dry toasted onion bits, added to sour cream and a little mayonnaise, then added chopped smoked peppers, both spicy and sweet, red and green, and salt to taste. Came out amazing. Okay. Who doesn't love the good old standbys? Clam dip with Beaumont seasoning and Lipton's French onion soup dip, served with Ripple's potato chips. Yep, who doesn't? Donna's dip. Our friend gave it to us and never gave it a name, so we named it after her. 8 ounces of cream cheese, half cup of mayo, 1 cup shredded Swiss cheese, 2 teaspoons chopped green onion. Mix until smooth. A mixer works great. Top with 8 pieces bacon crumbles, 1/2 cup of Ritz crackers crumbled. Bake at 350 for 15 to 20 minutes. Double the ingredients for 15 to 20 people. We use a stoneware baking dish. Wow. And finally, coquito. Buy a bottle of Carlo Rossi Sangria. Add a couple of shots of triple sec and vodka. Add some raw sugar. Cut up apples and oranges. Mix it all together. Add some ice. Let sit an hour or so. And you've got some real sangria that packs a punch. Think about that one. Okay, I hope I can get these next things in. Here is a rice pudding that won a rice pudding contest. Serves 8 to 10, 7 cups of milk, 3/4 cup uncooked long grain rice, unconverted, 3/4 cup sugar, 5 eggs, 1 cup heavy cream, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, and some ground cinnamon. Rinse a deep, heavy pot with cold water. Do not dry it. Bring the milk to a boil in the pot. Stir in the rice and sugar. Reduce the heat to medium and simmer for about 35 minutes, stirring frequently until the rice is very tender and the mixture is very thick. Do not let it scorch. Remove from the heat. Beat the eggs in a mixing bowl until they are frothy. Stir in the cream. Slowly dribble 2 cups of the hot rice mixture into the eggs, beating continuously. Yeah, you don't want them to be scrambled eggs. So just continue stirring. Stir the egg mixture into the remaining rice. Okay. Sorry, I read that wrong. Return to the stove and cook over medium heat for 5 minutes or until the mixture coats a spoon. Then stir in the vanilla. Pour the pudding into a large, shallow dish. Sprinkle with cinnamon, chill, to serve spoon in two pretty goblets. So, sounds good. And listen to this one, coconut rice pudding. Serve six. Nine ounces of short grain rice. It's interesting, all these kinds of different rice. 3.5 ounces of caster sugar, which is very fine. 1 pint, 7 fluid ounces of full fat milk. You bet. 400 milliliter can of coconut milk. 4 tablespoons double cream, optional. Put the rice, sugar, and milk in a heavy bottom saucepan and heat gently until the milk is simmering. Simmer the rice very gently, stirring occasionally until it is cooked and the mixture is thick and porridge-like. This should take about 30 minutes. Remove from the heat and stir in the coconut milk. It will seem too sloppy, but it firms up as it cools. Once it's cool, cover it, then put it in the fridge if you want to chill it. Stir in the cream if you like, and serve. So you don't really need that cream unless you want to have it. Coconut rice pudding. That's, oh my gosh, that sounds so great. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, we're going to finish with just a Grandma Mary's Strawberry Surprise Jell-O Mold. Serve 6 to 8. So 2 packages of strawberry Jell-O, 2 cups of hot water, 1 8-ounce can crushed pineapple, 1 10-ounce bag frozen strawberries thawed, 1 cup of cold water, 2 medium bananas mashed. For the filling, 1 8-ounce container of sour cream and some chopped nuts. So dissolve the gelatin in hot water. Add the pineapple and the strawberries, reserving the juices. Add cold water to the reserved juices to equal 2 cups. There you go. Add the banana to the gelatin mixture and mix well. And they're mashed. Pour half into a 4-cup gelatin mold, reserving the rest. Refrigerate both until semi-firm. Mix the filling ingredients, so the sour cream and the nuts. When gelatin is semi-firm, spread the filling over the molded half. Pour remaining gelatin mixture on top. Continue refrigerating until firm enough to serve. Oh, nice. When gelatin is semi-firm, spread filling over the molded half. Then pour remaining gelatin mixture on top. Continue refrigerating until firm enough to serve. Oh, that sounds really good. It's going to be yummy. Also, bananas, sour cream, chopped nuts, and pineapple. Oh my gosh. Okay, everyone, ready, set, go. Get in the kitchen and make something from all those great recipes. I couldn't wait to read them, so I hope you are inspired and will make something. And I'll dig up the caramelized onions for next week, I promise. I think I know where that recipe is that will complement the Neiman Ranch burgers. And I'm eager to try that. I'll let you know how that turns out also. Okay, everyone, have a great week. I'll talk to you soon at Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Bye-bye.